Now we step into section, covering spinal cord injury and myelopathy, starting with subsection 1 on acute spinal cord conditions. What is the treatment window for acute spinal cord injury steroids?
High-dose steroids should be initiated within 8 hours of the injury, though the absolute ideal window is within the first 3 hours.
In acute spinal cord injury, how early is high-dose IV steroid treatment described as effective?
The data shows clear benefit when started within 8 hours, but the best clinical outcomes are tied to initiating treatment within 3 hours of injury.
What steroid dose regimen is described for acute spinal cord injury?
It involves an initial intravenous bolus of methylprednisolone at 30 mg per kilogram, followed by a continuous maintenance infusion of roughly 5.4 mg per kilogram per hour, spanning 2 days.
What is the chance of functional motor recovery after acute spinal cord injury?
Significant functional motor recovery is unfortunately limited, occurring in only about 10 to 20% of cases.
Acute paraplegia with loss of pain and temperature but preserved vibration indicates what?
That dissociated sensory loss is the classic hallmark of an anterior spinal artery infarction.
Now we proceed to subsection regarding subacute spinal cord conditions. Can acute transverse myelitis recur?
Yes, it certainly can, especially if there is an underlying autoimmune or systemic rheumatological disease driving it.
What is the prognosis for acute transverse myelitis?
It generally follows a rule of thirds. About one-third of individuals achieve a full recovery, another third have a partial recovery with some lingering issues, and the final third are left with severe, permanent neurological deficits.
What defines anterior horn cell syndrome?
This features selective lower motor neuron degeneration while leaving sensation completely untouched, resulting in prominent muscle atrophy and fasciculations. Common causes include spinal muscular atrophy, progressive muscular atrophy, Kennedy disease, acute motor axonal neuropathy, Hirayama disease, West Nile virus, or multifocal motor neuropathy.
What is anterior horn syndrome plus, and what condition is most concerning?
This combines lower motor neuron degeneration with upper motor neuron signs like corticospinal tract dysfunction. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is the most critical and concerning cause to rule out, though cervical spondylotic myelopathy or adult polyglucosan body disease can sometimes mimic this picture.
Now we transition to subsection, focusing on chronic spinal cord conditions. Lancing leg pain, urinary incontinence, and sensory ataxia suggest what diagnosis?
That triad is highly indicative of Tabes dorsalis from tertiary neurosyphilis.